Once again, it's time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty, and they're once again sitting in our studio. So faithful to come into the studio every week.
Yeah.
We don't have that far to go, so we really don't.
One block.
Not too
Could
bad.
Do it over the phone, you know, but nope.
Yeah, no, it's just, we did our first interview was over the phone, but that was the only, well, I think over COVID we did a couple the phone, too.
Yep. All right, thanks for coming in, and what are we doing today, Teresa?
I want to talk about the Better Business Bureau. Their website has information on how to avoid scams and being scammed on the computer.
Oh, yeah, wow. And we talk about scams quite frequently on the show, as everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But, and you know, admittedly, it's kind of like New Year's resolutions. It's kind of a drier show, you think? But no, if everybody heard this show, did the steps that we're going to talk about, I believe we would save our community, you know, the people that listen, tens of thousands of dollars a year.
Oh, wow.
But
as a community whole,
yeah,
it's amazing how much scamming takes place. And, you know, we have people all the time coming in that are in the midst of a crisis, and we help them, and that's one of Teresa does a lot of that.
I do.
It's on our heart, and so we're going to start, you know, kind of a New Year's resolution type thing. This is how we're going to start this year.
Yep.
Talking about this for a couple weeks, and it's important. So listen up, everybody.
It's important. and some of it you've heard before, but maybe some of it you haven't. And if I can help, you know, a couple people out there, that's our goal here.
So the Better Business Bureau, what exactly is it? They have a website, obviously.
Yes, it's bbb.org. Okay, that's the Better Business Bureau website. And if you go bbb.org/scam-tracker, it will bring you to a place where you can report a scam or you can look up a scam.
Okay.
And I thought this was just because I look up things all the time to see if they're scams.
Right.
I'll see something and, you know, it shows me a website. And instead of going to the website, I'll Google the website first. But now I know I can go straight to bbb.org/scam-tracker and I can type the web address in there and it will tell me if it's a legitimate website or not.
Wow.
Phone numbers are the same thing. We have people who want to call a support number. And I always warn them that if you look up, you know, HP support or printer support, the first couple that you see there in your Google results aren't necessarily going to be legitimate. So you can take those phone numbers and search them in this bbb.org/scam-tracker, and it'll tell you if that's a legitimate phone number.
Wow.
So
Better Business Bureau, are they the police that help, that protect us?
Advocates, I think, is a better way to say them. Their job is to help people not get scammed.
Well, yeah, and they rate businesses based on, you know, reports from people and just looking into it themselves. You can look up businesses and see how long they've been in business, you know, if they are a legitimate business. And not all legitimate businesses are listed with a BBB because you have to pay to do that. But you can find sometimes that there are warnings about certain
businesses. Yeah, it's a great starting point
for
security. Yeah. Basically, they find information on businesses or charities or whatever.
Right.
To make sure they're legit.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And they can put their stamp of approval on it or not.
Okay, gotcha.
Find genuine support and genuine feedback. You know, sometimes you look at reviews and you don't know if they're genuine or not.
Well, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what my wife and I get in an argument about. She reads reviews all the time. I said, don't trust them.
Right.
Well, you can, but you can't.
Right.
Yeah, and you kind of know after you do it.
Because every time we
stay
in a motel, we better not stay in this motel or whatever because it's bad reviews. And then, but we do, and it was a great experience.
Right.
It was clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Whatever.
Okay.
So what are we going to do now?
So we're going to just make some New Year's resolutions here, and
okay.
We encourage everybody to do the same. I resolve to be cautious with email.
Good
okay?
one.
So when you're looking at your email, what kind of things can identify if they're a scammer, John?
Well, the first place is to look at their email address. What is their domain, it's called?
Can you explain that?
Okay, so, well, our business
not
is...
Not everybody knows that,
...is John. Rural Solutions. So our, if I send you an email, it'll come from john@ruralsolutions.com.
Because ruralsolutions.com is our website.
It's our website, and it belongs to us, and...
What if it was john@ruralsolutions.com/help.com.
That's not ours. That's not legitimate.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Good.
And so, and then if there was a dot in there, rural solutions dot something, it's a different thing, you know, but
like rural.solutions.help.com.
Yeah. That could be a scam too. So it's,
you have to be very cautious. If you get emails from a company or a person, they can make it look real legit. You also get emails that say, oh, you owe this amount of money, or there's a credit alert on your account, or all sorts of ways they scam you and scare you into calling them. That's what they want you to do, is to call them. So the way you can avoid that is to log into your account, not from that website. Don't ever click on anything in an email. You go log in through the way you usually log in, or you look up the phone number and you call them with that phone number, not the phone number that's provided in email. So I resolved to be cautious with email. Here's number two. I resolved never to send money to strangers. If you have not met a person face-to-face, do not send them money. Okay?
That's pretty simple.
It is. But people will do this. You can be tricked into like buying things online, and they're like, yeah, just Venmo me this, and then I'll deliver it to you. Or...
Don't ever do that.
No. They trick you into panicking. They, if somebody says, well, you owe this money, and they call you, we're a debt collector and you need to pay us right now. If you don't pay us now, your fees are going to double. And so people are like, oh, I don't want that to happen. You know,
they get you panicked. Yeah. And then you don't think clearly.
You always should be able to step back and figure out a different way to find out what the truth is. Okay. Never send money to strangers. I resolved to do research before making online payments and purchases. Online shopping is here to stay, right?
Yeah.
I just love these websites. It's this cute clothes, just really cute clothes.
Or shoes.
Exactly.
I know Teresa well.
And
yes.
And you go to them and it's like, these prices are amazing. I've never seen clothes that are this style, and they're so cute, and I just love them. And of course, that's got to send off red flags for you, okay? If it's not a business that you recognize, again, you can go to the BBB and you can check if this is a legitimate business, okay? I resolved to do research before making online payments and purchases. Here's the next one. I resolved to use my best judgment when sharing my personal information, okay? Phone numbers, birth date, Social Security number, medical card numbers, all of that.
Do not do it.
Do not do it.
You can tell your doctor some of that stuff when you're face-to-face with them, but that's just be skeptical.
Unsolicited callers, don't give it to them.
Okay.
I resolved to create strong, unique passwords for each account. Oh, that's so hard. That is so hard to do.
Say again, what was that?
Create unique and strong passwords for each account. Okay?
You want to do that.
Well, you want to, yes. But then how are you going to remember them? Well, okay, so that's a whole nother show. Yep. But, you know, we can. It is an important thing to do. Another part of that is to enable two-factor authentication. Okay? That involves sending a text message to you or emailing you a number.
Just did that about an hour ago.
Yeah, it's
very important.
Three more here. I resolved to be social media smart. Okay, if you're on social media, don't give out that personal information. Be wary of what you're revealing about yourself. Are you giving the public all sorts of personal information? You know, those questions that you do on those fun quizzes.
Yep.
They are answers to a lot of your security questions.
Right. I know. So, I don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
Should we finish up the last couple next week? Are we running out of time?
I'll just say them just real. Can I say them real quick?
Real quick.
Okay. I resolve to regularly check my financial statements. Right?
To regularly check your financial statement.
Yep. And I resolve to educate myself about the latest scams. And to do that, you can just tune in next week and we'll start talking about
Why don't you give that website one more time, Teresa?
Okay. It's bbb.org.
B as in boy.
B as in boy. .org/scam tracker.
BBB.
.org.
.org.
/scam tracker.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to check that out right now.
Yeah, do that. Do that. In the meantime, if you want to get a hold of us, you can call us at 320-698-4747 or stop in and see us on Main Street, Madison.
Or you can always send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
Okay. Are we going to continue this on next week then?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So, a lot of stuff here.
Well, sorry to cut you off there. All right. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Woody with the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.